Light had faded. Moon is rising. Werewolf howls in the woods. Taras Shevchenko. 1. Listen to what I tell you. Go out of your house on a clear night, or, better yet, outside of the village and up a hill, and look at the sky and the earth. Look at the bright moon going across the sky, stars flickering and sparkling, light clouds rising from the ground and wandering somewhere, one after another, like belated travelers on a nighttime road. The forest stands ensorcelled and listens to the enchantments rising within after midnight. The sleepy river runs and bubbles, mumbling something to the shoreline sycamores. Now tell me, what wonders are impossible in God's little hut we call world? Anything can happen. Here's, for instance, what happened to a friend of mine, a miller from Novochekamenka called Philip Gladkoy. And what a story it was. If no one had told you yet, then I will. But don't make me swear it's all true. I won't do it. Not for anything. Because, while I'd heard it from the miller himself, I still don't know for sure whether it truly happened or not. Well then, either way, I'll tell you how it was. One evening, after the evening mass in Novochekamenka, the miller came home very out of sorts. His mill was no more than a mile and a half from the village. Why he was out of sorts, he could not tell. While at church, all went on as it ought, and our miller, quite a loud fellow, did his choir recitation so loudly and quickly, even the regulars were surprised. "Look at him go, that son of a gun," the good people said with great respect. "Can't understand a single word. Like a wheel he is, spinning and rolling, and you know it's got spokes, but you can't see a single one of them. That's how he reads, like a steel wheel rolling over rocks, and you can't catch a word of it." The miller listened to people talking and was happy. He did his part for God, wagging his tongue much like the biggest fellow in the village whacked away with a thresher. So much so, his throat went dry and his eyes started bulging. After the mass, the pastor invited the miller in, offered him some tea, and replaced the empty carafe with herbal moonshine with a full one. The moon rose high above the fields and gazed upon the small but swift river Kamenka when the miller walked out of the parsonage and went across the village to his mill. Some of the village folk were already asleep. Some were still at supper in the light of oil lamps, and there were some who'd been lured outdoors by the clear, warm autumn night. The old people sat on their benches under the windows, and the young ones, by the fences, in the thick shade from the houses and cherry orchard, where you couldn't see them. Only a bit of quiet conversation could be heard here and there, or a laugh, or maybe a careless kiss of some young couple. Heh, the things that happen sometimes in the shade under the cherry trees on a warm, clear night like that. While the miller could not see other people very well, others could see him just fine, because he was walking right down the middle of the street, in bright moonlight. From time to time someone said, "Good evening, Master Miller. Are you back from the pastor? Is that where you've been visiting so late?" Everyone knew there could be no other answer, but the miller was pleased nonetheless, and replied not without some superiority, never breaking his stride, "Indeed, I stayed up a bit late," and kept on marching most proudly. Others sat quietly under the awnings and hoped he would pass by quickly and not notice them. But the miller wasn't the kind of man to walk past or forget someone who owed him for flour or for milling or had simply borrowed from him with interest. It mattered not, they were barely visible in the shade and as silent as if they'd had a mouthful of water. The miller still paused near them and said, "Ah, good evening to you. Are you here? Stay quiet.